One in four. Blog Talk Radio.
Reducing their living standards.
California Republican Kevin McCarthy again ripped President Biden and congressional Democrats while speaking with reporters. He also noted the rising number of House Democrats who have announced they're not seeking re-election. The Speaker of the House is optimistic about passage of the social spending bill this week.
This is historic. It is transformative. It will help us build back better.
Passage by the House would send the measure to the Senate, where its fate is far less certain. California Democrat Nancy Pelosi insisted the roughly $2 trillion bill is paid for by making corporations and wealthy individuals pay their fair share of taxes. The bill expands the social safety net and provides funds to fight climate change. There may have been almost 12,000 unticketed attendees at a deadly Southeast Texas music festival. The general manager of NRG Park told Harris County Sports and Convention Corporation board members yesterday almost 38,000 tickets were scanned for Astroworld. Houston firefighters have estimated 50,000 were at the Travis Scott-backed festival earlier this month. 10 people ended up dying and dozens more were hurt, and fans pushed toward the stage during the rapper's performance. You're listening to the latest on NBC News Radio.
When a flock of geese knocked out two engines on U.S. Airways Flight 1549 right after takeoff from LaGuardia Airport, who would you want in the cockpit? Captain Sully or a pilot on their maiden flight? If Captain Sully was your choice, then experience is important to you. And that's what Voices of Experience with Paul Casey is all about. People with experience in their chosen field. A variety of topics are explored. Tune in to Voices of Experience every Wednesday at 3 p.m. right here on KKNW.
And let's go ahead and take a look now to Alternative Talk weather outlook for Thursday. Well, we'll see pretty much clouds and rain on and off throughout the day today. Up a little bit of wind out of the north at 6 to 10 miles per hour. High temperatures around 46, 47 degrees. Tonight, clouds and rain will hang around. Low temperatures dropping down to about 42. For Friday, starting things out with a chance of rain, moving to partly sunny skies by Friday afternoon. High temperatures around 48. Clouds and rain will move back in for Friday night. Low down to about 41. For the weekend, a little bit of everything. Clouds, light rain showers, and a little bit of sunshine returning for Sunday. High temperatures in the upper 40s.
The views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. This program is sponsored by Dr. Pat Vasily and Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to The Pause with Ellen Wyoming Deloy. That's me. I'm your host. Life can be demanding, and most of us get caught up in the busy go, go, go. But there is great value in taking a moment to pause and reflect. Constant momentum doesn't always equate to forward momentum. And I'm here to teach you how to take a strategic pause so that your next step is purposeful and in the direction of your goals. Develop self-awareness and skills that improve your ability to walk through life with intention. This is a path toward a more balanced, fulfilling state of being. Take a beat and then take action. The Pause with Ellen Wyoming Deloy starts now.
Hi, good morning. Happy Tuesday, 9 a.m. here in Portland, Oregon. And I was just joking with Jessica, the producer here. A rope just dangled down from the roof outside of my window, and there are roofers above me. So you might hear some noise, and I'm very hopeful that no body goes past my window at an accelerated rate of speed. I mean, I say that in jest, but I hear yelling once in a while, and makes me a little nervous. But other than that, hello, good morning, and welcome. Today we're going to be talking about conditional pictures. And I know you're probably wondering, Ellen, what do you mean when you say that? So let me back it up a little bit and take you to where I was last night when I was thinking about this a little bit more in depth. And as all good thoughts come, it's when I was in the bath. And so last night I took a really long, luxurious bath. And I brought the laptop computer into the bathroom. I set it on the toilet with the lid closed, obviously. And I watched a movie I'd never actually seen, but it was kind of big, like 10 years ago, Water for Elephants, from that book that the author wrote in like a month during like the month of novel writing. I think it's November. Anyway, it was just a sweet story. And I was just laying there in the tub. I had an Epsom salt bath. And I mean, the movie is like 2 hours long. So I laid there for a long time and I like heated up the water a couple times. And as I was kind of getting into bed, I was talking to my husband, who amazingly enough was still awake at like 11:30 when I finally got out of the bath. And I was like, isn't the world amazing? I can lay in a tub, fill it with hot water on demand, And I have this magic machine with a screen on it, which you're all probably using one, obviously, to watch this episode. But I have this magic screen that tells me a story while I lay there relaxing. And it seems so normal and commonplace and pretty available to, like, almost everybody. And not everyone has access to hot water and bathtubs or internet, but I'm just saying in the United States, in European countries, like, standard, you can do that. And I just lay there in appreciation for it all. And I have to tell you why I was so appreciative of it. It's because, I love hot baths, and I was very relaxed, and it was really nice. But B, like, I haven't always been able to take a long hot bath. And it's because in our previous place of where we used to live, our condo's hot water was very finicky. And I could get a hot shower if I took a fast one. But if I filled up the tub, it was always lukewarm, and I would have to boil pots of water on the stove. Now, we owned the condo. I could have just called a plumber and had it fixed, but it always fell to the bottom of the list with, like, two kids, my own business, my husband working, like, all the other things we're managing. It just never, like, rose to critical, right? Did I need a bath? No. Did the kids need baths? Absolutely. Did we boil lots of pots of water on the stove for them? Totally. Were we very careful about pouring it into the tub? Constantly. So it's funny. I had this, like, really strange how to take a bath experience for, like, 5 years living in this condo. And so where we've moved now, it's like this place was built in 2020. Why they're having to fix the roof is, like, beyond me. But it's really nice, and I get to just be in luxury. And I was thinking about how that's a picture in my mind where it's like, oh, I just can't take a bath. It's impossible. Like, these other things are in the way and get priority for it. And it's a really small and kind of a benign example of a thing that I just never really addressed. But now I wish for it, and all of a sudden I'm living the experience of having it. And it's making me so happy. And I know it's a really small example, but I'll kind of bridge this to the movie now. And so I think probably many of you have seen Water for Elephants. It was big 10 years ago. It's got the guy from Twilight. Reese Witherspoon is the counterpart. Anyway, sweet story, totally romance-y kind of a thing. But I was watching it, and so the premise of it is it's 1930s. It's the Depression. And so there's a lot of poverty and scarcity, and people are in this circus, and they have to make sell out crowds so that people can get paid. And there are tons of other layers going on in here. And I was like, oh, wow, that's such a thing. And then at some point, you know, the two main characters are, like, fleeing the circus because, like, things are untenable. But then they're lost. And you sort of immediately feel the sense of loss they have outside of the group, even though all of it wasn't great. And I was thinking about how those are all conditional pictures. And let me back it up and slow it down even further. So we'll pull out of this movie example, and I'll just say it this way. And I was rambling to my husband last night after being in the bath and telling him about this, and he's like, that's a really interesting point of view. But it's around the way that you either believe that you are the creator of the picture and the life and the story that you're living inside of, so maybe the person who created the circus, for example, right? They created a whole world, and then they hired people to fill the world, and then they recruit crowds to come escape their world, to come experience the world of the circus, right? And we all know a circus is a show. It does fascinating. I mean, if we think of Cirque du Soleil, you totally go into another world, and it's a really lovely visit into something that's completely outside of our reality. And then for the people who work within Cirque du Soleil, they're having their own entirely different experience. Yes, their bodies are able to do outstanding feats of, like, contortion and gymnastics and all of the talented things that the Cirque du Soleil people do, but they're also working, and this is their community or space or, you know, their day-to-day. And it's completely different than most of the families and crowds that are coming to watch. And so it's all about how you perceive where you are regardless of where you are. And within that, if you're creating the world and you know you're creating it, you feel identity and power within it, I think, most often. But when that world, let's say something happens like the Great Depression or the economy collapses or the pandemic happens, and then those worlds collapse, if we are fixed on the belief that the world we have been within, especially maybe even if we've been the one doing the creating of it, is attached completely to our identity, then we ourselves collapse. Because we've put our creative energy, our identity, and our value inside of the spaces that we contain. As opposed to knowing like, oh, conditions have shifted. The picture is different. The picture within which mine was inside of, right, when we're talking about a global pandemic, has shifted. I still have power to create something different, but I just don't know what it is yet. And because we don't have practice knowing that we're always the ones doing the creating, though yes, we do have to respond to external conditions, if we forget that we don't also have power to make very deliberate choices, we could feel like we could get swept aside. And I want to say, too, this is not about pulling out of a belief or a picture and just denying its reality if you don't like it. I don't like racial injustice. I'm just going to pull out of that and meditate my way into feeling a lot better. That might be a really great coping mechanism and strategy, but enough other people have plugged into that picture of racial injustice perpetuating and existing that it's going to continue for a while. And so ignoring it isn't going to help it get better. It's making the choices within it that can help start to shift and create more justice, more equity, more inclusion. And that's hard because you have to like bump up against other people's realities as you do it, but you have to say it's possible. And here's the things I'm going to try. Not going to be perfect because no one else has made a perfect picture with what this is yet, but I'm going to try and we can make steps forward. So it's interesting because it's like, I think you'll find in a lot of mainstream spirituality, and I saw a post about this morning on Instagram, that we can just ascend and escape the trauma and trouble of the earth. And like, sure, if we all simultaneously decided to meditate and let go of our ill will, resistance, transgressions, like we might all spontaneously combust into like nirvana. That might happen, but it's so unlikely because so many people are all over the place. And so ignoring it, you could create something better for yourself, but you're going to get a little isolated at some point. And if that's what you want and that works for you, great. But like, I don't think it's the same as working in a spirituality mindset and improving your own conditions and your own life while also having positive influences in other ways and spheres. Trying to think, there were so many other ways I was thinking of this. The other way is, I think the pandemic is still one of the best examples of it. Not great for so many people. I mean, I'll admit, even last week, because the weather turned here and it's super rainy now here in the Pacific Northwest, and my mood just plummeted. And I'm already really empathic and I feel emotions a lot, and I have to do lots of meditation and clearing to like hold my own energetic space, because I'll just pick up like a sponge the miasma of feelings going on all around me. And it just tanked over the past week, and I was like, oh my God, is this residual ongoing pandemic vibes? Is this like misery in the neighbors around me? Like, what is happening? I feel like I've been hit by a truck. And I was like, oh, I'm inside of the picture if I'm thinking it's the pandemic. I still have power and choice for how I can move through without denying that there's a pandemic and impacts going on, but I can try to make myself feel better and just keep going in those directions. And here's where I'm going to start bridging, so just keep following if you can. The ideas we have in our mind about how things are and then the concrete manifestations of what we see in our day-to-day are all composed of energy, just different densities of it, right? Matter is compressed energy. That's physics. Thoughts have to be something, even though we can't like tangibly go grab them, put them on a scale, measure them, parse out their atomic particles, and understand what their atomic weights are. Like, not possible, but we all might agree that consciousness exists, thoughts exist, feelings and emotions exist. And the best way that many people talk about things is through the lens of a frequency or a vibe, right? Like, oh, I'm vibing on this, or I feel that, or, ooh, can you read the room right now? Like, there's all these subtle energies going on that our super intelligent, beautiful bodies are picking up on all the time. But we live in a very brain analytical, concrete focused world, culture, and society. And I shouldn't say all of us do. There's a lot of people in the world. I just picked up this book. I don't have it in here at the moment, but it's called Letras y Limpias. It's about like the curandera, so like the healer in Mexican American literature. But there are a lot of people that don't subscribe to just the tangible physical reality of things. There are so many indigenous cultures, indigenous wisdom, traditional healers, all of the people, like the nature people out there, like the herbalists using plant medicine. There are so many other subtle energies out there in the world that our body has the equipment to understand, perceive, interpret, that we're just not in practice with. And it's so important to be able to be curious and open, for me, I would recommend it, about that. Because once you can start kind of separating out what your energy is and what everyone else's energy is, or the thing that you're feeling. Oh, someone told me the story about they got to this house that they had rented, and there, one was like an attorney and super not woo-woo, and the other one was like just, you know, a feely person, and they were like, this house is haunted. I'm getting chills thinking about it. Just like, the house is haunted. Somebody must have been killed here. And they wouldn't stay in it. It was like an Airbnb, and they left and they went to a hotel. But it's like, yeah, there are energies that we can perceive. And if we know what's ours and what isn't, I didn't mean to freak you out. It's like close to Halloween. But yeah, what's ours and not ours, we can start to really figure out what pictures we are sitting inside of. Okay? So keep staying with me here if this makes sense. And we can start to say, oh, the energy of the story that I tell, the history of the thing that I should do, the way that I'm supposed to be, these are all sort of passed down ways of being or pictures that we can live inside of. And often we have no explicit agreement to be in them, because they come from the families we grew up in, the culture we're inside of, the society we're inside of, and they just kind of get embedded into our physical body, right? And as energy. And I'm going to make another step here. When we don't find ways to clear the energies in our body, in our space, that do not work for us, that is the onset of disease. Because you're making more tension and density and thing that our body doesn't want. And I'm talking about super subtle energetic awareness. I almost want to call it like the real origins of nuclear medicine, but I'm not going to say that because I know that's its own thing. And I'm not anti-Western medicine, but I am very pro a holistic approach that includes far more than Western medicine entails. And how does this loop back to conditional pictures and talking about the pandemic and like where we put ourselves in our lives? It's critical because it's all related, even though this is like a long kind of wandering tale, starting from me being in a bathtub, appreciating hot water coming out of the faucet, and that being a picture that exists in 2021, but maybe didn't exist in 1850, right? Like, impossible then, possible now, because we all decided to believe it could be happening, we could make a system to make it happen. And going into like separating our energy and understanding what is real and not real for our truth, right? For our truth can help us make the choices within conditional situations that may not be so great, that can improve them for ourselves and very likely for those that we most immediately connect with, who we can affect, even if they're in resistance to what we're doing because it's so different all of a sudden. right? You just triggered them to go investigate their picture, and they're going to firmly root back down in it and find all the reasons that you're wrong for doing something different, or they're going to get poked enough into their own discomfort and go, maybe there is another way, right? And I think that in some ways that's what the pandemic has done, because people are like, we can't reduce global carbon emissions, but then if we all are forced to sit in our houses and turn off all the cars and shut down all the things, like, nature comes back roaring through the city streets, right? Things get better. Sure, we can't lock down all of our economies, and I'm not going to start going down this road, but we can find ways. It actually is possible. So the can't is actually just a will not. And that's macro, right? That's meta, that's the earth. But like when you look at your own life, the micro, your inner world, where have you been saying can't and you haven't realized it's actually an unconscious I will not? It's a place to go investigate, because you can start to unplug and untie energies that are guiding you that may not be in your highest and best interest. So I think I looped it all the way around to what I want. And I do it the way that I do it and talk about it in terms of this energy framework, because I am an empath and I'm an intuitive and I do, and I'm a clairvoyant. So I see pictures, I see energy, I feel energy. I also have, it's just this thing that I do. I give readings, and I'm constantly looking at myself to, and it's primarily for myself that I started to really dive into my intuitive abilities, because I wanted to understand better why I was always feeling so much that everyone else was feeling and why I was suddenly holding it, right? Because my sense of safety improved if they felt better. So I was like, let me go fix all of their problems and I will feel better if they feel better. But then all that really did was just burden me with like tons of emotional pain baggage that was not mine to handle. So enter me diving deeply into my psychic tools to go, oh my God, let's go look at it. That's not mine, and building way better boundaries. Now, you may not be interested and or know about or familiar with the intuitive abilities you innately have, because like I said, if you're listening in the United States or like the industrialized Northern Hemisphere world, it may not be something that was common to you, or you might not have permission to explore that outside of your religion or faith. But I believe fundamentally that because we are creatures made of just compressed energy and our bodies feel so many things, that we can teach ourselves and train ourselves to be so much more aware of what's going on around us and being able to separate what's ours and what isn't ours. And I have a few things I wrote down that have helped me on my way before I dove in on really intense purposeful development in psychic work. And it has always been for me a few things: movement, yoga, tai chi. I even did martial arts as a kid. That was a really good one for me, actually. My kids have started it and I kind of want to go back in with them. But movement, some kind of movement practice, because we want to keep energy in our body moving and flowing. The more it gets stuck, the more things can collect. I did a Kundalini practice yesterday, and it was around releasing stress and anxiety, and I was like, ooh, that sounds fun, because I told you I was kind of going through a slump this past week, and I was doing some of the, I don't know if you call it, like the pranayama exercises, but the movement. They're very kind of repetitive and lots of breath work, and I literally could see in my mind's eye, because my eyes were closed, I could see energetic adhesions ripping apart to move energy fluidly through my spine again. And I was like, oh my God, that is what has been stuck. And just kind of getting the energy in motion, despite the rain, despite the weather, despite the pandemic, like I'm feeling so much better. And I feel like I can show up for you today in a way that's hopefully helpful and meaningful, because that's what I want most to do, is to find ways to be helpful and give thoughts and tips and tricks on how to improve your own situation. So movement is one of them. The other one that I have been cultivating for 10 plus years now is a mindfulness practice. within 2 10-week-long trainings with mindfulness-based stress reduction. I highly encourage you to check it out. They're usually fairly low cost. I think I paid maybe $300 or $400 for each of the sessions. It was through our local university's hospital. Because it's honestly really targeted also for pain patients, people who are trying to manage chronic pain without medication or with less medication. But it applies to everyone, and that's just the framework of the one that I participated in because that was near my house, was the university's hospital. And I took the class, honestly, because I wanted to help teach at the time the seventh, oh, this was longer than that then, 15 years ago. I wanted to teach the students that I was working with, middle school and high school students, how to have more control over their body and their emotions and their regulation. I was at an alternative high school, students coming from very diverse and difficult circumstances. And I built a mind-body awareness program with my yoga skills, but I wanted more in terms of how they could be mindful. So I took the training first so I could then teach it to them. But that's a practice that has been a cornerstone for me to kind of get into my body. So much of our time we spend trying to, I think, escape our body. Like, it's why Netflix has done so well. It's why everything internet and social media has done so well. We're all trying to find ourselves outside of our body. But really getting into our body is one of the fastest routes to inner transformation and inner knowing. It's also not easy, right? It's good to find a group or a place to practice, but it's so helpful. The third thing, and I should have said it first because I've been doing it the longest, is nature. Nature. And I don't care if it's a city park in an urban neighborhood or it's a patch of grass on the sidewalk, like that curb cut with the tree where the little dogs pee in a super, you know, urban area, or if it's like Grand Canyon National Park, right? Like, nature is all around us. And it has been the primary place that I started to seek out healing without even knowing it when I was young. I'll have to save that and more on that later. And I'm developing some coursework, particularly for parents who want to get out more often with their kids but are hitting a lot of hurdles because it's hard to get out into nature with kids and go camping if that's not your bag. But I'm putting together a lot of coursework around that because of my belief in the healing power of nature and also that it's just such a great place to build closeness, connection, and bonds with the people we love. So stay tuned for that. And the final thing I'll say is if you want to dive in into more sort of psychic tools around how to manage your energy, you should totally do that. There are psychic schools that you can look up, psychic expressionism kind of classes, psychic meditation. I know it sounds crazy, but you can Google it and find it. And that's how I got a lot of my help to move forward. And I also now offer, if you're interested in just saying a quick hello, I offer clairvoyant intuitive readings, and I do them for spiritual growth. I'll actually look at your past lives if you'd want, or you can bring questions. And sessions last an hour. They're $75 an hour. And even people are like, well, how do I want past life readings are cool, but I think past life readings are really cool because what they can help you do is see what energy did not get resolved from a long time ago that your spirit still carries an energy that's having an impact on your present time. And I have had some amazing, amazing sights of what goes on, both within my own past lives and how they've showed up for me, and then kind of clicking with why there are certain places around the world that feel like home, even though sometimes I haven't been there, and sometimes I feel like my heart yearning for them in ways. And then I've gotten a lot of insights about why that is, and it made me feel a lot more calm and understanding about what had happened. Same for others. And then spiritual growth is just me looking at where you're learning and growing within your spiritual development, or even other ways of developing body, work, job, all those kinds of things. I read neutrally. I never give advice. I'm looking at the pictures that you're carrying in your energetic space to help you say hello to what your options, growth, learning opportunities are. Don't give advice. Don't look at the teacher. It's not like that. It's simply looking at energy. All right. Thank you so much for joining me today. I know we took quite a roundabout path, and I hope you'll join me next time. I'm on second and fourth Tuesdays, 9 a.m. Pacific. Thank you so much. Thanks for being here on The Pause.
Whenever you are listening and wherever you're listening from, we hope this time gives you some space from your day to reflect and gain some insight into where you're going and how you can make your next steps count. If you're really looking to jump into your personal growth journey, schedule a free consultation with me and learn how my coaching can help you to start taking meaningful action in your life today. Visit my site, ellenwyomingdeloy.com. See you next time. Once upon a time, I thought, who was the genius behind PETA? I mean, I used to think to myself, all of a sudden there's this organization, and they're doing amazing things in the world. You know, they are really going after the atrocities of our animal friends. They are looking out for those that cannot look out for themselves. And then I discovered, wait a minute, Ingrid Newker. And once I discovered this, I often ask myself, is it about each of us that has a unique purpose and gift? And if you're Ingrid, you are going to do everything that is about the people for the ethical treatment of animals. And today, one more thing in a really cool and fun way, because she's the author of many books, is uncovering the mystery of our alien friends, our cats. I grew up saying I'm not a cat person until one day Felicia showed up on my doorstep and stayed with me through the entire writing of my dissertation. As a matter of fact, I think she wrote it. So today, step into the world of 250 vital things your cat wants you to know, because they are talking to you. Ingrid, it's great to have you. Welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you, Dr. Pat. And Felicia's very lucky to have had you.
Oh, and, you know, it was a fascinating story. As I was reading your book and I was going through it, she came to mind because I had so little information about cats, so little. And yet she wasn't my cat. She was two doors down. They never took her in. She wasn't fed properly. And I couldn't have her in the house at night because I had a lease. But the morning came, she was outdoors, I let her in, I fed her, I took care of her up until she passed. But I learned so much. Your book tells us that there's vital information and wisdom that we can learn, right?
Yes, I hope so. And I mean, a lot of it comes because I've been a cat auntie like you forever. And in fact, we have three cats now in our office who came from, they're getting elderly, from that BP oil spill in Louisiana when people lost their jobs and they fled the state and they left animals behind, as people do. And this little family of a mother, a father, and their daughter came to us. We brought about 60 cats up from Louisiana. These three stayed with us because we wouldn't separate them. And that's another thing in the book about how not to separate cats. But they taught us so much. We have a hole in every wall in our office so the cats can find out what you're doing next door and go everywhere, including into the restrooms. There's no privacy in our office. But we've learned over the years how to entertain them, how to read them, how to know when something's wrong with them. And I think, Dr. Pat, that sometimes people think, well, dogs require a lot of work, but I'll just get a cat and I'll throw them in the apartment or the house. And it's sort of like having a potted plant, and it isn't. They're highly emotional, even though they're subtle, and they have needs and wants and individuality like any other living being.
Yeah, I mean, I learned that from Felicia, and I really think that, you know, there is a level of communication that happens, you know, between a person and a cat that can go completely unnoticed.
But yet there is a connection. You hear people talk about it all the time. I know dogs take up a lot of space in this arena, but when you talk to somebody that has a beloved cat, you hear every aspect about their relationship. But at mm-hmm. the same time, we're not educated about what the cats are trying to tell us. And that's what your book is doing, isn't it?
It is. I was just talking to someone who thought that their cat didn't love them because when they went out for a couple of hours or to work or something, came back in, their cat often didn't want to speak to them, just turned on their heel and walked away. And I said, no, your cat is actually missed at you. I once went to Ireland for 3 months, and I gave my cat Jarvis to somebody he knew and loved, and they loved him. When I came back, that cat would not speak to me, would not look at me, because they thought, you've abandoned me. Cats don't want you to leave the house at all. They want you to be family members who are paying attention to them all the time, and they will know where you are. Just last week, there was an article in one of their papers about how cats are watching you where you are spatially in the house, always paying attention because, of course, you rule their world. They depend on you, whether they eat on time, the litter box is clean, whether you can play with them, whether they're ignored. It's all up to you. So you have this awe-inspiring responsibility to be their guardians, their family members, to give time to them, patience, understanding. Put yourself in their place. They are not a potted plant.
You know what I love about the book, too, is that all of that ends. What those of us that are not familiar with our cats, what we learn is what they love. And I literally moved my setup where I was writing my research from one end of the room to the other corner because it was in a corner, sort of, this is where you put your laptop and computer in a corner. But I moved it to the front window because what I noticed is she loved to jump up. She sat there for years as I wrote this dissertation. And the window was a backdrop. So there's something so interesting that we do not understand about cats and their ability to want and desire a great and interesting environment.
Well, they have brains, they have minds, they need intellectual stimulation, you know. They're also, of course, professional bird watchers, and they're nosy, and they like the sunshine. So you shouldn't let your cat out, which we can talk about, but you should also make sure that you've dragged a dresser or you've expanded the windowsill or you've done something so that, like Virginia Woolf, they have a room with a view, at least one. And if you can, put a bird feeder outside because that will provide them with hours of entertainment. They won't only have to look at dogs going down the street and make nasty faces at them. They can watch the birds. But, yeah, they need things to do. And they may not be easy keepers, but they also like simple pleasures, like a cardboard box.
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't cost a thing. And it doesn't matter how small it is or how big it is. They'll cram themselves into it. They'll lounge in it. You just dangle something in front of them, and they're totally amused. Get the shopping brown paper bag. Cut the handles off because they can strangle on them, and it happens. And let them go in and out. Make pokey holes in it so you can wiggle your finger. You know, watch those fingers. And just make sure they have things to scratch on that are not your couch. Other things to see and do. Now make them have a life. Get them cat TV, and then they can swat at things on that, too.
Yeah, it's so interesting. Let's talk about some of the things, too, that maybe people don't know. I mean, I learned it the hard way with Felicia, and, you know, I live in a very, what do I want to call it, a digital world. I mean, if you stepped into the office, which is a mini studio right now, you know, we've got them pretty neat, but there are cords everywhere. What I learned is that was something I had to be mindful of. You know, dangling cords from a computer is like a playground, right, for cats.
Yeah, there are hazards in the house that, just as you would with a toddler who doesn't understand adult world, cat doesn't necessarily understand human hazards that you've left around. So electrical cords. I mean, one day they go over and have a good chew, and that's not good. Or they can get caught in window blinds. You shouldn't leave dangly strings. One of the really important things is always, always, always look inside the dryer before you turn it on.
Oh.
One of my dear friends, Jean Lundy, never thought it would happen to her. She heard that thump, thump, thump in the dryer and thought, oh, the kid's put his sneakers in there. And it wasn't. It was her cat. These things happen all the time. Also, look at your houseplants. If the plant is heart-shaped, could be a real problem for the cat. And keep the poison control center number, which I'll give you twice, 855-764-7661. 855-764-7661. Keep it on your fridge and on your phone, or look it up, because better a vet than a regret, and know how to deal with emergencies. No pine cleaner. Don't leave the conventional antifreeze out. And I always carry two things, arnica for pain and rescue remedy to calm a cat down in case something happens before I can get to the vet.
Oh, wow. You know, how do we get a copy of your book? Let's make sure everybody knows how to do that. I know I got my copy on Amazon. Where are the different places people can get a copy?
You can get it probably anywhere where you get books, but 250 Vital Things Your Cat Wants You to Know, Amazon, or go to PETA.org, PETA.org. Anything you'd like to know about animals, we hope to help you there, but you can also buy the book on PETA.org.
And I just want to say, regardless of whether you get the book, go to PETA.org, please. And can I ask everybody out there, please get involved. When you read what PETA has done and is doing, I know it's hard for you to read about, but they are taking action and you can be involved. So I'm a ping pong player. I'm a table tennis player. I mean, I play a lot and I play competitively. Mm. The ping pong ball thing was the most enlightening part of watching Felicia be in bliss.
Who knows? Yes, I know. I mean, there's small things. Yeah, ping pong balls. And even scrunched up bits of paper or foil, you throw them down the hallway or across the room, and it gives them something to do, especially if they're young. They might be too aloof when they're old to deign to do it. But, yeah, there are so many little things, and I list lots and lots of cheap, easy things you can do in the book. I do really like cat TV, though, if you're going out, because there's so many channels and they can listen to it.
Yeah.
And one of our cat goes behind the TV looking for that dove who's cooing on the front.
Oh, my gosh. Isn't that, I mean, yes, cat TV is definitely a must. And there are so many other things in here, everything from, you know, cosmic catnip to, you know, more about how to clip the nails and so many things that, you know, our cats are trying to tell us. I know this is a short interview, and I know you have to run. I would love to ask you, what is your final message? What do you want to leave people with? And, of course, any important tips you want to give them in this final minute or so left?
Oh, there are a million. But please adopt. Never shop. Go to the shelter. Spay and neuter. Trim the nails. Never, ever, ever declaw. Always look after them as if they're a member of your family, because they are. You know, some people say, I own a cat. Ownership's a relationship with a pair of sneakers, not a cat. Your cat is a family member, and you're their guardian, and they need respect and understanding. Give them variety in their life. Make sure their home is safe. Make sure it's wonderful. Never let them out, because it is too dangerous. And I list about a dozen things that happen to cats who go outside. So don't think it doesn't, please.
Oh, yeah. That's not even negotiable. Thank you so much for all that you do. And I love the book. I mean, there's so much in the book and the way that you've, you know, kind of written this out. It's so very, very important, you know, for people to really know, because there is a heart-to-heart connection. And that's the most important thing for us to remember, isn't it, that heart-to-heart connection.
Absolutely. They're part of your life and your everything in theirs.
I love it. For those of you out there, please check it out. Again, another powerful message from Ingrid Newkirk, the founder and president of PETA, People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. That's what that stands for. Please go check it out. You can go to PETA, PETA.org, and the book is available everywhere, including on that website, 250 Vital Things Your Cat Wants You to Know. Thank you, Ingrid. Thank you so much for all that you're doing.
Thank you, Dr. Pat.
All right, everybody, let's take a short break. We'll be right back. We're back in that jazz music, aren't we? I don't know. What happened to the rap music, Benny?
Oh, my God.
There you go.
Thank you, Daddy.
I like it.
You're welcome.
I'm going to leave that in my car.
Boy, I got to have me some steak something now. I'm telling you.
The truth is funny. Shift happens with monthly guest host Karen Benton. Tune in for powerful conversations about health and wellness. Karen brings unique insights rich with humor and science to her discussions with experts in medicine, movement, psychology, spirituality, and so much more. Don't miss Karen on The Truth Is Funny every third Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome, welcome to our good news segment. Dr. Nina Sesshamani is joining me here today, director for the Center for Medicare, for the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. We have some information we want to share with all of you. What happens when it comes this time of year and you're trying to make an effective decision? How do you compare plans? How do you save money? Doctor, thank you for joining me here today. This is something that you've been involved with. This is something that's like a passion for you. And there's a message to get out to people. Tell us about this year's message and how has it changed from previous times?
That's right, Dr. Pat, and thank you so much for having me. You know, open enrollment is so important for people with Medicare because people's health care needs can change from year to year, and health plans can change their offerings. So shopping around and comparing plans can really pay off. People with Medicare should review their coverage to decide if there are better options based on changes to their current plan, their personal budget, and their health needs. Because even if you're happy with your current coverage, you might find something that's a better fit for your budget or health needs.
One of the things that we look at when we look at these things is we take a look at what the options are, what's available to us, right? But we also talk about the importance of open enrollment, and this is where people wonder, have I missed a deadline? What am I looking at? You know, how do I know that what I have now? But there's also some interesting things, too. You know, sometimes the plans change. Sometimes you get new benefits, right?
That's right. Yeah, and that's why we try to make it as easy as possible to review and compare Medicare plans. So you can simply go to Medicare.gov, that's Medicare.gov, and click on Find Plans. There, you can add the prescription drugs you're taking to this plan finder, and you can do a side-by-side comparison of plan coverage, costs, and quality to help you to more easily see the differences between plans and feel confident in your choice. Now, if you choose a new plan for 2022, you can enroll right there. And if your current coverage still works the best for you, then you don't have to do anything further.
Mm-hmm. So one of the things that I think is so important for people is they just get panicked about timelines. Where are we? How much time do I have? And the other thing is, where do I go to find out? Now, most of the time, people don't know there's a phone number to call. There's just so many aspects of this that are important to get the message out to people, aren't there?
That's right. And so with the phone number, so I mentioned the website, Medicare.gov. If you need further assistance, there is 1-800-MEDICARE. We are here to help 24 hours a day, including weekends. So just call 1-800-MEDICARE. From there, the people at 1-800-MEDICARE can also help you find free personalized health insurance counseling in your local community from the State Health Insurance Assistance Program, or SHIP. So there's Medicare.gov for the website, and then there's 1-800-MEDICARE as a 24-hour-a-day phone number that you can also call to get help with picking the health plan that's best for you.
So as you're doing these, one of the things that is always an important question for me, especially because you are an expert in this field, is that, you know, you're a strategic leader, you have an understanding of health and economics, right? I mean, we're talking about, you know, the many ways you've looked at our social systems, you've looked at, you're a health economist, a physician, a health policy expert. Are we going in the right direction with this, and how does this year's incentive, how does this year's, how do these options really help us get closer to what people are looking for?
Yeah, I'll give you another example of where there are opportunities to really support people with their health care needs. So for people who have Medicare and are facing challenges paying for health care, they may qualify for Medicare savings programs that are run by each state. So these programs are for people with limited income and resources to help pay some or all of their monthly payments to Medicare, co-pays to the doctor, prescription drugs, and other costs. And this could add up to thousands of dollars each year in savings, depending on your situation. So if your income for 2021 is below $18,000, it's worth seeing if you qualify for one of these programs. And again, you can call 1-800-MEDICARE, and they can give you the local state contact information if you qualify for a program like this.
Now, can I ask you this? What are you most excited about in terms of where we are in getting the word out for people?
I as a physician, as a health policy expert, I very firmly believe that we need everybody to have access to good quality health care, and it's very important for people to be able to go and choose the plan that works best for them. So by going to the website, Medicare.gov, or by calling the phone number 1-800-MEDICARE, for us to be able to support the millions of people in the country who are on Medicare to pick the plan that provides the quality, the coverage, at the cost that they need. That is just so important. And again, you know, you mentioned about how long open enrollment is. Open enrollment, the last day, is December 7th. So after December 7th, people with Medicare will have to wait until next year's open enrollment period to review coverage options in Medicare. So this is why I'm here with you today, right? So we can strongly encourage people with Medicare to review their coverage right now to see if they can find better value. And the Thanksgiving holiday is also a great time to do this. Whether you're connecting virtually or gathering in person, now is the time to speak with anyone close to you as well about your health care options.
What's your personal message? What do you want to leave us with today? Because I know that there's something in your heart about this. That's why you're doing it.
That's exactly right. I really want people to have access to the health care that works best for them. And so taking advantage of this time in open enrollment to be able to go and learn about what is available to you so you can find the plan that provides you with what you need so that you can stay healthy and live life.
I love it. Thank you so much for all that you're doing. Thank you for educating all of us. I mean, this is one of these shows that people that hear it will pass it on. They will tell other people. They will tell those people that are really struggling in the question. And I know you know that. I know you know the ripple effect of good news. Thank you so much for all that you're doing.
Thank you so much for having me, Dr. Patton, for spreading the word.
You betcha. This is one of these, I can't even begin to tell you how seriously important this is for people. I know firsthand. That's why I do it. Seriously important. It is life-saving, actually. So thank you so much for doing that.
Exactly, because as a physician, when I've taken care of patients, you know, people's health care coverage is so important for them to be able to stay healthy and for providers like me to be able to take care of them.
Thank you so much for everything you do. Have a super, super day, everybody. Lots of information. Let's take a short break. We'll be right back.
Consider follow-through in five stages. First, the vision. Describe the goal and strategy. Second, feasibility. Find out if there are constraints. Third, planning. Lay out a plan and a timetable with target dates. Fourth, action. Do the steps required to get to the finish line. And fifth, completion. Tie up any loose ends. Most people are more comfortable with either planning or doing. Strong planners may hyper-focus on planning and never get to the action. Impatient doers jump straight into action, but can get derailed if they didn't plan for contingencies. Realizing your tendencies, you can determine where your follow-through falls short. Learn the strategies that will keep you on track in my podcast, ADHD Self-Mastery, Customized Strategies for Your Unique Brain.
It's time to shake out your money-making truth on Soul Wisdom Abundance with Jennifer Bloom, creating wealth from spiritual health on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show is more than your roadmap to success. It's your compass to abundance, your joy, and ease. Jennifer Bloom teaches you about the soul's relationship to money and wealth and how improving that relationship serves both you and the world. Learn more at JenniferBloom.com.
Diane Solano has launched her new show, Powered Through Health. Tune in for educating, entertaining, and inspiring interviews with experts from around the globe. Diane's passion is developing entrepreneurship among individuals worldwide in order to create financial, time, and geographic freedom. Powered Through Health is all that and more. To connect with Diane Solano, visit Synergy.ca. That's S-E-N-A-R-G-Y. .ca.
Me is a book that will inspire you, uplift you, and motivate you into pushing through the darkness to find the light. How to connect back to the God of your understanding when you feel all is lost. It will inspire you to keep expanding into the next level of life's journey and remind you that you are not forgotten. If life struggles make you feel disconnected or left behind, and you just do not know where to turn anymore, this book is for you. Explore how simple life tools can last a lifetime when navigating through new territory. With each page, prepare to have your energy shifted and prepare to unlock the secrets within. If you're interested in reading this amazing book, God, Where Are You? It's Me. Visit us at TracyLClark.com and tune in to the Tracy L. Clark Show as featured on Transformation Talk Radio.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. Contests are the responsibility of the host of this program and not KKNW. This is Alternative Talk 1150 AM, KKNW Seattle, and KNUC 98.9 HD3 Seattle.
And good Thursday to you. Mathers here, folks. It's your alternative talk AM 1150 traffic update for around the town. We're still on 405 northbound at the 520. It's still slow in that area around mile post 15 due to an earlier recent collision in the right lane. Good thing, though, fire assistance and response and state patrol are there still to take care of that quickly. Well, that's right. Stay tuned because coming up next, after the news and weather, it's another hour of the Transformation Talk Radio Network. This time, it's the Mary Jane Mack Show, and she welcomes special guest Bob Hoffman, who is all about ordinary to extraordinary. Stay tuned.
NBC News Radio, I'm Lisa Taylor. Businesses with more than 100 employees won't have to require COVID-19 vaccines or regular testing just yet. That's because OSHA is pressing pause on the Biden administration rule. This comes after a federal appeals court temporarily halted the mandate. It's day 10 of the trial of three men accused of killing Ahmaud Arbery in Brunswick, Georgia. This morning, the prosecutor pointed out that defendant Travis McMichael posted on Facebook about cracking down on crime in the neighborhood.
You've posted several times on Facebook some things, and we talked about one of them in response to Kim Ballesteros, where it's like, you're playing with fire on this side of the neighborhood. Do you remember posting that?
Yes. Travis testified he shot Arbery in self-defense. He's one of three men charged with killing Arbery last year while he was out for a jog. President Biden has signed three bills that boost protections for police and first responders. They include a measure expanding benefits for first responders who were injured or killed in the line of duty, along with their families. During a White House ceremony, the president said the legislation also increases access to peer counseling services. The Protecting America's First Responders Act gives fast access to benefits for law enforcement and first responders who are disabled in the line of duty. Colorado Congressman Ed Perlmutter is hopeful the House will push forward with President Biden's social spending agenda this week. The Democrat says it's all very worthwhile spending in his eyes.
It's a big piece of legislation, but it's something that is going to be over a 10-year period. So it isn't just all tomorrow, but it's over a 10-year period, and I think each and every American is going to benefit by this.
Perlmutter says he expects the House to vote on the measure over the course of the next couple of days. Republicans have criticized the bill, calling it a social spending scam. Julius Jones won't be executed in Oklahoma. Governor Kevin Stitt commuted Jones' sentence to life in prison without parole just hours before he was set to die. Jones has spent more than half of his life in prison for a 1999 carjacking and murder. He claims he was framed by his co-defendant. You're listening to the latest on NBC News Radio.
Hi, I'm Lisa Dow, host of Reigniting You, the show that takes a positive, forward-looking approach to career transition for Gen Xers and Boomers every Monday morning at 7 o'clock. Whether you're looking to stay in the workforce, do your own thing, or retire or semi-retire, Reigniting You is your source for career transition advice, inspiration, and insight for what's next in your career and life. Join me Mondays at 7 o'clock a.m. here on KKNW to get re-energized, recharged, and reignited.
And let's go ahead and take a look now at alternative talk weather outlook for Thursday. Well, we'll see pretty much clouds and rain on and off throughout the day today. We'll have a little bit of wind out of the north at 6 to 10 miles per hour. High temperatures around 46, 47 degrees. Tonight, clouds and rain will hang around. Low temperatures dropping down to about 42. For Friday, starting things out with a chance of rain, moving to partly sunny skies by Friday afternoon. High temperatures around 48. Clouds and rain will move back in for Friday night. Lows down to about 41. For the weekend, yeah, a little bit of everything. Clouds, light rain showers, and a little bit of sunshine returning for Sunday. High temperatures in the upper 40s.
The views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. This program is sponsored by Dr. Pat Vasily and Transformation Talk Radio.
You're listening to an encore presentation from the Transformation Talk Radio Network.
Mason Talk Radio. I am your co-host Nancy, and I'm here with my mom, Mary Jane, and we have Benny in the studio. Hey, Benny, how are you?
Hi there, doing well, ladies. I hope you're still staying safe and smoke-free for the most part.
Yeah, smoke-free, not so much, but safe,
yeah.
Definitely.
Good, we need some rain. It's on the way.
Okay. For those of you who don't know about Mary Jane does the TAP system, the Accelerated Performance System. It's a muscle tests the body, find out where your nutritional deficiencies are, recommends a whole food nutrition product, which gets into your body, repairs it, supports it, and brings your body back into balance. She's been doing this since 1992. She has an office in Issaquah, Washington. However, she has clients all over the United States. So you don't need to live in the state of Washington to become a client. She does phone consultations and Zoom calls as well. But today, our topic is ordinary to extraordinary, and I have to say we have a very extraordinary special guest. Today, our special guest is Dr. Bob Hoffman. He is the president of the Master Circle. Glasses on. Here we go, people. Best-selling author, visionary, international speaker, healer, chiropractor, business expert, and success coach, and he is Mary Jane's coach. So with that, I would like to introduce you all to Dr. Bob Hoffman. Hi, Dr. Hoffman. How are you?
Thank you so much for that great introduction. In fact, it was the best introduction I've had all day, so thank you.
I'm available for you anytime.
Thank you.
So, Mary Jane, what would you like to say about Dr. Hoffman?
Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. I very much look forward to this, and we've talked about the show and how it's impacting and influencing people's lives all over the country and transforming people's health, and it's just an absolute honor for me to be one of your guests. I am so pleased.
Oh, so sweet. I would like to say I knew Dr. Hoffman before Mary Jane did, so we go way back.
That's true.
Yeah, she has a personal connection to Dr. Bob, so she keeps me in line at the office. So I have to stay in line at the office, otherwise he tells my coach on me.
Exactly.
So, accountability. Accountability. That's what it's about.
I keep telling her that. I don't know. So I can't wait till we talk later. Okay, Mary Jane. Extraordinary to extraordinary.
All right, Dr. Bob. What do you say?
Well, listen, there's nothing wrong with ordinary. By definition, that's what 80% of the people are and what they do and how they live their lives. So many people have lowered their tolerations and accepted mediocrity. One of the things I've said for a long time is once you lick the lollipop of mediocrity, you will suck forever pretty much. And there's nothing wrong with it. To me, it's just incomplete. You know, we're all children of God. We all have greatness inside of us. We're all as smart as each other, as good as each other. None of us are better than one another. And every one of us has the ability to go that extra mile, to learn that extra skill, to turn a weaker area into a strength, and to make that transition and that transformation from ordinary to extraordinary. The difference between ordinary and extraordinary is just that little extra. And it doesn't take that much. And we all have that ability. So it could be about your own personal health or your relationships or your earning capabilities. It could be about making a difference in your home or your community or your business. We all have that ability. And Mary Jane, I know you've done that. You are extraordinary in your intuitive healing and your ability to change people's lives for the better forever. I feel blessed that I've been able to do that, but I am absolutely, totally confident anyone can if they apply themselves.
Oh, I love that. I got chills all over. I want to be even better than extraordinary now.
Well, it's absolutely true. People start to settle for where they're at and don't realize the possibilities. And today there are so many possibilities because people are so low, the only way is up. And that's what I see most of the time is giving people hope and know that there's a rainbow at the end and you got to keep your eye on the prize and what you want.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. You know, I think part of the challenge here is that there's so much pain in so many people's lives that intuitively they just shut down. They're numb. And it's living in that state of numbness that they know they're not healthy, but they don't know if they ever can be. They know they're not paying their bills, but they hope someday it's going to change. they know they're in a wrong relationship, but they're not willing to move out of it. They're numb. So part of the process for me is about waking up. It's about raising awareness, raising consciousness, raising standards. And, you know, part of the mission of the Master Circle is to raise the consciousness and the standards of the chiropractic profession, as an example. So B.J. Palmer, the developer of chiropractic, who wrote 49 books about chiropractic before he passed away in 1961, the last few years of his life, he said that the purpose of chiropractic care is to raise consciousness. And I believe that that's where it begins. I think the listeners of your show, Mary Jane, are privileged and fortunate and blessed, even if they may or may not realize it, because if they do have a discovery consultation with you, if they do utilize your service, you will help them raise their consciousness and raise their awareness, because your consciousness is so off the charts amazing that you could dial in and tell them where their interferences, where their blockages are, where their nutritional deficiencies are, why their energy is lower. It's easy to live an extraordinary life. You just have to first want to. You have to recognize there's something more out there. You've got to go for that brass ring, that golden ring, and not settle.
Oh, I love it. I love it. I'm getting inspired here, Dr. Bob.
Well, it's true. People just get used to the way they are, and they think that's it. And like I tell my people every time we have the show, it's time to pick up the phone and make that difference. And I see it every day when people call. We had new people this week, and they were just amazed and blown away how easy it was. And some, for some people, they were so sick. They said, you really can help me? You mean I can be helped? Because they had no hope. So it's so much fun to do what I do because it's not complicated. Once people make the decision to change, then most of the time the only way for them is up. So it's exciting.
Yes.
You know, Mary Jane, it's interesting that you say it the way you just said it because it's not complicated for you. Because you understand the fundamentals of health. You understand the fundamentals of how people have gotten sick or ill or at least are not expressing their potential. And you know how to fix that. And that's your gift. And that's why your listeners are so blessed, in my opinion. Look, there's not a lot people have to do to become a much, much healthier version of themselves. You know, one of the questions that really started to come up during the COVID crisis is, you know, how do I raise my health? How do I raise my immunity? How do I make sure I don't get sick? Well, you know, there's a lot of options here, but if we really stop and think about it, there's only about five. One, we've got to eat better and take better supplements, you know, natural supplements that will rebalance the body's chemistry. The body can heal if its chemistry is abnormal or deficient. Two, we've got to move more. We've got to exercise. Even if exercise is walking around the neighborhood for 20 minutes after dinner every night, but we were designed to be in motion. Motion is what causes our brain to grow and heal and to stay young and healthy. Three, we have to get some restorative sleep. What's restorative sleep? Well, there's rapid eye movement sleep, and there's deep delta sleep. There are four brainwave patterns that we go through during sleep, but it's only the deep delta brainwave patterns and the rapid eye movement brainwave patterns that allow the brain and the body to heal, to cleanse itself, to prepare for the next day. We have to lower our stress. Oh, my God, we are all bombarded with physical, chemical, emotional, electromagnetic stress all day. You know, physically, some of us sit too long. Some of us wear inappropriate footwear or sleep on crappy mattresses. Some of us lift inappropriately, have poor posture. These are physical stresses. For many of us, it's chemical stress. Additives, colorings, dyes, preservatives. It's too much alcohol, too much caffeine or nicotine or aerosol sprays. Sometimes it's shampoo or makeup. But the most common stress and the most devastating stress is emotional. Isolation, fear, uncertainty, family challenges, money challenges, relationship challenges, work issues. I mean, there are millions of people who don't like what they do. That is a constant, never-ending emotional stress. And, of course, over the last 20 to 30 years, the level of electromagnetic stress has exploded with cell phones and the Internet and 5G all over the place. All stress is toxic to our brain. If your brain's not well, you can't be well. It's just that simple. And as a chiropractor, I'm admitting I'm a bit prejudiced. You also have to make sure that your nervous system is functioning properly by making sure that your spine is properly aligned. So this is a big issue because all of the other things that I spoke about, the nutrition, the exercise, the sleep, the stress management, if that's not being done well, it causes poor posture. When a brain is stressed, it causes the body to contract. And it almost always contracts on one side. So all of a sudden, even though we have anatomically even legs, God doesn't make too many mistakes. When people lie down, one leg might be a quarter of an inch or a half inch shorter than the other because one side of the body contracted from chronic stress. When we're under chronic stress, we're secreting and marinating in chemicals and hormones like cortisol that cause damage. It weakens our vagal tone. The vagus nerve is the most important nerve in the entire body. It literally connects your brain to your gut microbiome, to your heart. It fights inflammation, the precursor of every disease. It connects to more than half your organs. There's actually research out there that tells us that the number one predictor of survivability of cancer is your vagal tone. That people who have low vagal tone have, unfortunately, a very high rate of not making it past cancer. But people with high vagal tone have a great survivability rate. So one of the things we have to look into is how do we raise vagal tone? Well, there's a wide range of ways to do this, like being in nature and grounding and earthing. Belly laughter, real belly laughter, being happy. Sustain positive emotions like love and gratitude. But again, as a chiropractor, I know when I adjust your upper neck, I'm going to stimulate vagal tone. And Mary Jane, so much of what you do nutritionally stimulates vagal tone. That's part of the healing mechanism.
Exactly.
So as people understand, like you understand, these foundational principles, it's rather easy to have a discovery consultation with a stranger who might be living 1,200 miles away that you can ask a series of questions or review their blood work, and literally in 3 seconds it jumps off the screen. You know what their problem is, and more important, you know how to fix it naturally, rapidly, and sustainably.
Wow. That was very impressive, Dr. Hoffman. And with that, it's time for us to take a short break. You're listening to the Mary Jane Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio. We'll catch you on the other side.
So how do you value your self-worth? Join Dr. Pat and Sabrina Wright as they introduce Sabrina's holistic approach to self-care and inner peace. Get empowered to make decisions for yourself. Change your view of your own value and learn the tools for investing in who you're designed to be. Live the good life every second Thursday at 11 a.m. Pacific on the Dr. Pat Show featuring Sabrina Wright. To learn more, visit sabrinaiswright.com.
Are you ready to find out who you really are? Are you ready to have fun and listen to the soul part of yourself? Indulge in a deeper meaning with Laura Goldstein, host of Coffee with the Universe. This show will awaken that true self hidden deep within you and will get you energized on who you were created to be. So go ahead, grab your cup of joe and experience Coffee with the Universe with Laura Goldstein on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Are you ready to put down that drink or drug for good? Are you struggling to maintain your recovery from addictive behaviors? Do you need help with a family member or loved one who's in early recovery or battling addiction? Get the help and guidance you need by arranging a recovery recharge phone session with me, Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, certified life and recovery coach. Call 1-800-889-1757. Make an appointment today or go to my website, pushybroadfromthebronx.com, and click on the link that says Recovery Recharged. Don't wait. Get the help you need today. This is Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
I'm Mary Jane Mack, and I'm excited to tell you about the latest technology. It is new to this country, and it's just amazing. Out of Germany. The Healy is state-of-the-art technology for improving and changing the body vibration. I have more information about the Healy on my website, MaryJaneMack.com, or you can call the office at 888-777-4232.
Have you heard about shifting the collective vibration and consciousness on the planet? Join me, Kimberly Barrett, on the Sharing Love and Light show every first and third Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern at TransformationTalkRadio.com to explore the depth of vibration and consciousness on our planet and learn how you can shine your love and light. To learn more, visit SharingLoveAndLightShow.com.
You're listening to an encore presentation from the Transformation Talk Radio Network.
Welcome back to Mary Jane Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm your co-host Nancy, with Mary Jane. We have Benny in the studio, and then we have our very extraordinary guest, Dr. Bob Hoffman. Once again, he's the president of the Master Circle, best-selling author, visionary, international speaker, chiropractor, healer, and success coach, and he's actually Mary Jane's coach, so we're very blessed and very lucky to have him with us today. And when we left, we were talking about the vagus nerve, correct?
Correct.
All right. Where are we going, girls? Girls and boys, where are we going?
Well, again, the whole theme of today is ordinary to extraordinary, and I think the message we really want to leave the audience with is that it's a short distance from ordinary to extraordinary. You just have to know what to do. You know, there's something called the 20/80 principle. It's been around for well over 100 years, and what it basically says is 20% of our actions create 80% of our outcome. Now, I can give you 100 examples of that, and it really is true and accurate. But here's the problem. A, most people don't know about the 20/80 rule. And two, even those that know it aren't sure what the 20% things to focus on are. So the way you make rapid traction, rapid movement, rapid growth is to focus on the things that truly matter. Now, for you, Mary Jane, the things that really matter are assessing people correctly, which you're a master at, and then prescribing natural supplementation that has no side effects but keeps them healthy and well, rebalances their body's chemistry, restores their energy level, normalizes their hormonal balance, and gets their body chemistry back into a state of peak performance. And that's how people heal from the inside out, from above down, and from inside out. So why don't you share with me and the audience, Mary Jane, what are maybe three or four or five of the most common things you find that need to be resolved? Because I think if your listeners heard that, they could start to relate to it.
Well, probably the number one thing is digestive issues, which would be gallbladder, bile duct, and of course the stomach. And when people have a bile duct issue, they'll have bloating and their belly will just no matter what they eat, bloats up like a balloon. And they just don't feel good. They're very tired. Their joints ache. They feel very old. And they can't think clear. Because when your gallbladder and your bile ducts are not working, it's like you got a plug in your system. So now everything else is slowed down. So just by clear, they could have a list of 10 thing concerns. And all we do is take care of that and get their body functioning again. And they come back to the other 10 things go away.
Right.
So that's the number one thing I see. The number two thing is stress. And in back of everything I see is the emotion, totally. So the number two thing is people can't think clear. They're stressed out. Their body's tired. And when they can't think clear, it's the front of their brain that needs help. It's like a CEO of a company. And I look at everybody as their own CEO. They're operating their family. They're functioning, doing probably more things in a day than most people or want to do. So by getting their brain, giving them the right nutrition for their brain, then they're able to, again, I look at the heart as your main battery. Your brain is your second battery. If your heart's tired, your brain's going to be tired. So you have to balance the two. And then the third thing I see is just general aches and pains all over. You know, their body's out of alignment. And when people are coming in the office, I do a technique called cranial release, which is amazing to help them. But I also refer out to chiropractors. And we refer to the best chiropractors in the area. And that those together help them get better faster. And when I'm checking them, I can tell what their structure is. I can tell where we need to start. Sometimes we need to start with some nutrition and then they see the chiropractor just to get them out of the crisis.
Right.
When people are gallbladder and bile ducts too, they're in a total crisis. So those are, yeah. And chemicals, toxins, especially now with the smoke, those are all common things I see.
Yeah. And, you know, one of the most interesting things, you know, the body has this inner wisdom, this innate intelligence. And it's my experience that the body will whisper to you when something is wrong. And if you ignore it, it will start screaming.
Exactly.
So, for example, when someone is fatigued, for no real reason, more so than usual, if someone's not sleeping well, they can't fall asleep, or they're waking up every hour and a half, or someone's got some digestive irregularities, bloating, distension of the stomach, bowel troubles, either end of those bowel troubles, when someone's skin is not smooth, it's rashy, it's dry, eczema, or things like that. When someone is moody or is emotionally eating or has a racing mind that just will not shut off, or if they're not aging gracefully, maybe that's a nice way to say it, or they're just not even happy. You know, they just, life isn't plus or minus, it's vanilla. You know, when people have that, any or all of those symptoms, and there are more, these are all symptoms of the body beginning to whisper to you, something's wrong, something's out of balance, pay attention, fix this. And some of the things you just rattled off are just spot on. It's very commonly digestive, gallbladder and bile duct. It's very often emotional stress. I've yet to meet anyone who doesn't have some severe illness. You know, it could be cancer or heart disease or full-fledged diabetes or musculosclerosis or some disease like that, that when you start to interview them and ask them questions, I frequently ask this question: have you had some major emotional hit over the last year or two? It's stunning to me that 100% of the time they do. They'll tell me that they just recently moved, or God forbid there was a death of a loved one, or somebody in the family got fired from work or lost their job or a child is in rehab or whatever it may be, but there was a significant emotional hit and they just couldn't withstand it.
And exactly. You see that every time.
No doubt. So, again, I think the message here for me, and you've said it so perfectly, is listen to your body. If you have mysterious aches and pains for no apparent reason, and they come and go, and they come and go, and they never completely disappear, it's your body whispering to you, pay attention, fix me, find an expert who can help you fix me. So I'm urging your listeners, believe me, I have no horse in this race, but I'm urging your listeners, schedule a consultation with Mary Jane. She is an amazing healer. You know, there are doctors and there are healers. Some doctors are healers. Some are more mechanistic. That doesn't mean they're not as good, doesn't mean there's anything wrong, but they're not healers. Mary Jane is connected to a higher power. She just senses things and picks up things that other people, they scratch their head and go, how would you know that? But she's right on. And if she can even guide you on what you should be paying attention to or what you should be eating or what you should be avoiding or what two or three or four supplements can literally transform your life, I'm telling you, it would be a godsend to you. So you make sure you connect with her. The reason she has a radio show is because she's a freaking expert. She's a healer. She has an immaculate reputation. I know for a fact that you only accept patients that you know for sure you can help.
Exactly.
And the people you accept always get better.
Exactly.
That's a winning record, in my opinion.
Thank you, Bob. Thank you for being on the show today. It was fun having you. Hope to have you back.
It'd be my pleasure. Thank you for having me. To both of you, to you, Mary Jane, and to you, Nancy, you guys are dear friends. I love and respect and admire you guys, and you are agents of light in a world that has too much darkness in it. We need more people who are lit up like the two of you, and you guys help light up others, and that's one of the reasons I love and appreciate you so much.
Thank you. We love you.
Thank you, Dr. Hoffman. We love you, and thank you so much for taking time out of your very busy schedule to be with us.
You're very welcome.
Very much.
Have a great day, and again, to all the listeners, don't sit there. Take action.
Thank you.
Thank you. And with that, time for us to take another short break. You're listening to Mary Jane Maxson on Transformation Talk Radio. We'll catch you on the other side.
Who taught you or your kids how to handle stress? That's right, no one. I'm combat veteran Deb Lewis, and I'm on a mission to change that. My new children's book, Why is Pono Not Pono Today, is set in Hawaii. Lovable characters, Pono the Bull and his friend Kuleana, show us how a stressful situation ends happily. Look closer to reveal powerful ways to handle all types of stress. Start loving your stress-filled life today. Go to mentallytoughwomen.com.
It's time to get your life back on Burn Bright Today with Jennifer Marcinelli. Tune in each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to move from the darkness of burning out to the light of burning bright. Jennifer is redefining stress and the energetic causes of burnout, shining a light on process to get your life back. For more information about Jennifer and her work, visit BurnBrightToday.com.
Are you ready to experience full body system wellness? Tune in to the Empower Me Show with Pam Bright, a spiritual toolbox for your life. Embrace the fullness of who you are as a spiritual being, having a human experience. Pam Bright is a multidimensional healer, light language channel, energy intuitive, and spiritual transformation coach. Join her for a rich conversation about how to unlock all your spiritual gifts. Mondays at 3 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio.
Life can be demanding, but sometimes our wheels are spinning and we're too focused on making them turn to notice we're stuck in the mud.
Tune into The Pause with me, Ellen Wyoming Deloy, every second and fourth Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. Learn how to stop, reflect, and start moving forward with intention. And if you're really looking to jumpstart your personal development, schedule a free coaching consultation with me at ellenwyomingdeloy.com.
In a roundabout of dysfunction, stop circling around difficult issues and find out what's been holding you back. Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Aubert. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Aubert. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyaubert.com. That's drkathyaubert.com.
Are you ready to branch out? Take a leap of faith. Tune in to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills on transformationtalkradio.com to equip, empower, and enlighten yourself. Erica will energize and excite you to power up your passionate dreams that set your soul on fire. So, get fearlessly ready and get powerfully rooted in your yes. So look it up, love it up, and let it go. Visit GetRootedRadio.com.
You're listening to an encore presentation from the Transformation Talk Radio Network.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to Mary Jane Mack Show and Transformation Talk Radio. Wow. I have to say, that was a pretty powerful first half hour of the show. Dr. Hoffman is an amazing speaker, extremely knowledgeable, and I can't thank him enough for being on the show again. And Mary Jane is one lucky girl having him as her co-host.
Exactly.
All right. So if you have a question for Mary Jane, go ahead and give us a call at 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. If you'd like to make an appointment with Mary Jane, you can go ahead and give our office a call at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. Okay.
So that was fun. That was fun. That was saying all the things that he got a lot in that first half hour, and it pertains to each and every one of you. It's like that's what we see every day. People, I had some people this week, new clients that called, and one gal heard about me. She was camping, and somebody walked by, and they happened to just start talking, and this gal, she said, I don't even know how we got on it, but I mentioned I was looking for a holistic healer, and the gal said, oh my gosh, I got somebody for you, and she gave her my name, and so it was pretty exciting. It's exciting to hear how people hear about me. You never know. Never know.
So we've had a lot of new people. So clients refer. We've had a lot of people from the radio take that leap of faith and book their appointment. So, but it is. And I have to say, you know, she is my mom. And I don't have a horse in the race either, as Dr. Hoffman said. She is absolutely extraordinary at what she does. And it's mind-boggling even to me to this day. And I live with it every day. But it's absolutely amazing to see people calling with absolutely no hope. And then after they get done with their phone call or their Zoom call, I get to talk to them, and they're beyond ecstatic. It's almost like they're ordinary when they speak to Mary Jane, but by the time they're done with their consultation, they hit that extraordinary mark, and they're excited, and they can't wait to get started, and can't wait to feel better, and can't wait to, you know, have a really extraordinary life.
And some of them are really surprised that they need very little nutrition. Sometimes your tank is empty and that you do need more nutrition. But when I do your protocol, it's exactly what you need for your body to heal. And what I do, if we give your body what you need to heal, it can happen very quickly. It's not overnight, but you have predictable results. And so we know in a certain time things are going to change, and always know that you're going to get better. I never have any doubt.
slow. And if you're not getting better for a particular reason, maybe you're not getting all your nutrition in. And I'm speaking to somebody who I spoke to yesterday on the phone. You know who you are. So it's very important that we get all that nutrition in, Miss Linda. I only say that out of love because I know you're not feeling very good right now. So make sure you get it all in when it arrives today. Don't
well, and sometimes when people don't feel, most people are able to get the nutrition in pretty easy. There are some people who really do, taking pills, they have this mental thing about it, and they can't take that many. So what I always tell them, a lot of times they can't take it because they don't feel good. Their digestion is so bad to think of taking pills, whether it's nutrition or not, is difficult for them. So I have them ease into it, and then once they get up to the full amount is when they, then things will start working, and then that's, you have to get up to the full amount to start to see for the body to be able to change. Yeah.
It's not that hard. It's
most people do it and do the full amount right away. Yeah.
Yes. So my recommendation is if you put it in a cup, everything is supposed to take. By the end of the day, that cup should be empty. There should be no more nutrition in there. And if there is, you need to take it before you close your eyes for the night and go to sleep. So,
and remember, like Bob said, you know, all the symptoms, all the different cases, it doesn't matter what you have, from digestion to autoimmune or cardiovascular, heart issues, arrhythmias, it doesn't matter what you have. When I do my testing and test you, but your body tells me exactly what you need in order to be able to heal. And when we follow your body, then that's when we have the predictable results. And it just, when people come in with a label, it doesn't, I don't really care about the label. Again, it's about checking you and seeing exactly what your body needs. And a lot of things can change and they can lose those labels because they're not really where they're at. They just, when you go to the doctor and things are wrong, you have chronic fatigue and you're not getting better, they put you in a chronic fatigue category. So everything doesn't mean you have to live with it forever.
Yeah, and don't own those labels. Don't walk around saying, oh, I have this, because then you're just reaffirming and making it bigger within your body. So you just have to lose the label and find your perfect person to help you get better, and Mary Jane's that person. She's your life coach.
And talking about different conditions, another condition I see quite often is panic and anxiety attacks. And often I see that in young people as well as older people, but especially kids getting out of college, kids just trying to get jobs, kids in high school. And when they get that, it's because they're under so much stress, their heart takes a hit, and it could be emotional. Usually there's an emotional, if I quiz them or ask them, and I actually can muscle test and ask when the emotion was and what it was. And I can figure that out by just asking the body. And then first I'll ask them if they know what it is, say it's 3 years before. Often they can pop up with exactly what it is. So when we clear the emotion, we work on that, but then we use the nutrition to help the body come back to optimum health. Like when you have panic attacks and anxiety, often it's your heart. So your heart energetically goes in low gear. The heart, the way I score it, should be a 12 to a 15. When the heart is tired, it goes to a 7. Doesn't mean it's physically a problem or concern. It's energetically a concern. And then when the heart is low, that's when it's like the heart is scared, doesn't know what's happening, and that's when you go into the panic and anxiety attacks. So we're able to identify that, take care of the emotion, give you what you need, and make it all work so you come back and you can function again.
So we've talked about the emotions numerous times on the radio. So once you identify what the emotion is, then you're now able to release it so you start to get better. That does not mean that there's more emotions that are still hiding in your gallbladder or liver or kidney, but the more you can identify those, acknowledge them, then they start to release. So then you get to move on. You won't be attacked every time something pops up and, you know.
It takes the energy off it. And I do a technique called neuroemotional technique, NED, and I can do that even over the phone, so we could tap into that. So sometimes people will call just for a session for NET and they want to work on their emotions. And it's very quick. It's very quick. And it gives you, and it all makes sense to people when we go through the technique and figure out what it is. And the other thing is, if somebody doesn't want to actually say what it is, all they have to do is think it, and I can muscle test if that's it. So sometimes people aren't ready to talk about things, and that's okay too.
Yes, there's nothing. I mean, we all have baggage. Some of us have more than others, but we all have baggage, and it's our job to kind of clear out the baggage and move on.
And that baggage, that starts at the time of conception. From the time you're conceived, you pick up on your mother, your father, the emotions of them. Maybe when you were conceived, the parents weren't ready to have a baby, and so you pick up on that emotion of that negativity, not sure if you're wanted. So it goes on all the way through life.
And you're also born with your parents' nutritional deficiencies as well. Okay, if you have a question for Mary Jane, you can give us a call. Class is on 1-800-930-2819. If you'd like to make an appointment with Mary Jane, you can call the office at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. I'm for us to take a short break. You're listening to the Mary Jo Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio. We'll catch you on the other side.
Is your life stressful and unfulfilling? Would you like to make changes, but you don't know how? Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. I'm the host of the Dr. Pat Show. I'd like to recommend The Necktie and the Jaguar by Carl Greer. This is a memoir with questions to help you change your story and live a life that's more pleasing to you. For more information or to purchase this fabulous book, please go to TransformationTalkRadio.com or go to CarlGreer.com.
When trauma is stored in the body, it can subconsciously affect and determine our life experience. Learn how the mind connects with the body and how you can pursue your own healing and growth so that your light shines brighter than ever. On the Law of Attraction Traction with host, my mom, Karine Grayfield. Every third Tuesday of the month at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. To learn more about Karine and her services as a holistic heart-centered counselor, visit KarineGrayfield.com.
Mac, and I'd love to tell you about the latest technology of the Velara company. I've been using the Velara company equipment, the air machine, since 1992, and I have found them to be totally successful in killing mold, mildew, and keeping your house fresh and clean. If you'd like more information on it, you can go to MaryJaneMack.com or call our office at 888-777-4232.
Looking for the next Can't Put It Down book? Pick up Unapologetically Favored by Courtney Cottrell, 21-year active duty master chief with the U.S. Navy and motivational speaker. See this beautiful coming-of-age story unfold through the eyes of a true leader. A testimony of tenacity, faith, and self-love that will have you embarking on your own path of self-discovery. Visit unapologeticallyfavored.com to learn more about Courtney and her work. How many times do you find yourself saying, it was nothing, or just doing my job, when really you knocked it out of the park? How did you get like this? Next time someone tells you, great job, you'll know how to accept it and not deflect it by listening to Courage to Be Seen Radio with host Sherry Clark. Sherry Clark is an experienced global engineering leader, coach, and mentor. from her experiences, one-on-one coaching, to corporate consulting and executive coaching, Sherry has learned many women need at least three things to discover and face success. Learn about the ACES program, how to survive male-dominated fields with grace and authenticity, and reach the top without ever once giving up on who you are. Courage to be Seen host Sherry Clark explores the awesome power of your entire self and how far you can go by being more you. Check out her website, couragetobeseen.com. You have the courage to be seen. See you later.
You're listening to an encore presentation from the Transformation Talk Radio Network.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to Mary Jane Maxwell and Transformation Talk Radio. I'm your co-host, Nancy. I'm here with Mary Jane. We have Benny in the studio.
Hello, Benny.
Hi, ladies. Welcome back.
Thank you. I think we have a caller.
We do. It's Carrie from California. Hi, Carrie. Welcome to the show.
Excuse me. Thank you. Thanks for taking my call. I had a question in regards to I keep getting like these frequent sore throats, and I just wanted to know if you had any kind of feeling in regards to my health, or if there's anything I should do to improve it.
Right. Did you get the sore throat before all the smoke was there? Is it pretty smoky where you are?
It is, yes, I kind of, I've had sore throats for a long time, since I was young.
Okay. So the first thing I get on you is you have a toxic stomach. Do you have problems with your stomach?
Not severely, something that is severe, but it could be.
Okay, so you've got a toxic stomach. That means that you have a lot of bacteria in your stomach. That bacteria goes up to your throat and in your mouth. So that's how part of what the sore throat is. And another thing why you would have that is you need to clean the drains in your house. Have you ever listened to the show before?
Yes, I have. But I listen to so many shows.
Yeah, we've talked about cleaning drains. So you have to clean all the drains in your house because the gases come up. You breathe in those gases, and then it gives you a toxic stomach, and then that's what's cut part of, major part of your throat. So you've had them all your life, so but that this would aggravate it. The other thing you need is you need another product to boost your immune system to help you get rid of the sore throat.
And,
I have a product that I purchased and I stopped using it.
What was it?
I even forget the name. I forget the name.
Where
I really
did you purchase
do.
It from?
I purchased it from a friend that was sells these health products.
Okay. So it has to be a really specific product, and we would love to help you if you wanted to call for an appointment. It's something that if you've had this a long time and lingering, that only adds to other issues. You've got to be tired, and your body will be stressed out, and then you never quite are at your peak of feeling really good. So you have some underlying things that are hanging out there that aren't getting addressed.
It's kind of like Dr. Hoffman is saying, your throat is whispering to you.
Yes.
It has been for a long time. But in order to do your drains, it is the half a cup of bacon.
A fourth a cup of baking soda and 2 cups of white vinegar. And you could use more if you want. You do that on every drain. But remember, your throat has been whispering to you. You don't want to wait for it to scream at you, like Dr. Bob said. Now's the time to do something about it. And when you call our office, it's very specific what we do and get you back on the road to feeling good without any doubt. So give us a call.
I sure will. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Take care. So yeah, so that drain cleaning, quarter cup baking soda, 2 to 3 cups of wet vinegar, let it sit. Obviously put the baking soda down first, then the vinegar, let it sit 20 minutes and flush your drain. So that's every drain in your house.
Yeah.
And I've heard people say, well, I have a lot. Well, you know what? You got to get a lot of baking soda and a lot of white vinegar because they all need to get done.
Yeah. So that's major. So, yeah, again, it's like these little things that people have. She had that for years. And you get used to it. You live with it. And that's what you want to be careful of because it's whispering and whispering, but pretty soon you're going to get slammed with something major. And that's what you don't want. It's all these little things that people have, like sore joints, hip joints, and when their body is off and they just feel old and they can't walk. Those are all symptoms that something's wrong, and you don't want to wait till you can't walk or you wind up in the hospital.
Yeah, you don't want, like Mary Jane said, pay attention to the whispers. Get it when it's whispering, not when it's actually screaming at you.
Well, it's the same like if you're having car accidents or if you're having accidents all the time. You know, those all mean something, too. It's like the universe is trying to tell you something. Either slow down, look where you're going, pay attention. And so when those things happen, it's a red flag. So, like, pay attention to what it is and tune into it and see if you can figure out where you're at and what you're doing. Most of the time, you can.
Yes, those red flags. Yeah. I had a red flag myself. Mine was to slow down. I slowed down quite a bit, so.
And it's not, remember, you're listening to the radio, all of you clients or people listening to the radio, what about your family? What about your relatives? What about your friends who have issues? Share this information to them, and it could help them to be, if you're the best you could be, it could help your friends to be better. I know I have clients and they do really well, but the rest of their family's not doing so well. So we want everyone to be okay because then all your energy it's like you expand, your consciousness is raised, and your vibration is much better.
Yeah, and you want everybody in your household to have a good energy because if you have somebody who doesn't have that good energy, they're just going to be sucking you dry and pulling you down, and you don't want that to happen. The other thing is merging the pets. Horses, I have to mention horses because, as you all know, if you've listened before, that's our first love. Dogs, cats, I mean, so your pets are having issues. She's the go-to.
And
she treats you just like a human being. She's able to figure out exactly what's going on with your four-legged furry thing.
Well, especially with horses, I can test the hay you're feeding and test the food you're feeding if there's a problem and get you on the right track because all food is not good and all hay is not good. It can look good, but it could have a lot of chemicals or toxins in it. So I'm able to test and figure that out and get everything like right down the middle, the best it could be, so then you don't have to worry about it.
And then we've had this talk before. Just because it's organic doesn't necessarily mean it's good, correct?
Correct.
Because I can say I've gone to the grocery store and I've seen organic vegetables and fruits, and some of them are looking pretty sad.
Everything has a vibration of everything. And when I score food, I mean, just like you, I score food, I score everything. And the food has to score on a scale of 0 to 10. It has to be 7 or better to be good. If it's a 6, that, like, food, it means it's dead. It's not of any value, so it's not going to improve your health. So sometimes eating organic can be a little, you just got to look for your source, make sure it's really fresh. And again, that's what I do too, is help people with muscle testing and looking at what's right for them and not.
Yeah, but some of that,
All right. So, yeah. So we thank you for being here. It was a great show. We thank Dr. Bob for coming on. Lots of good information. Share it with your friends and we wish you your best life and stay safe and healthy.
All right. Thank you, everyone, for listening to the Mary Jane Mack Show. And you, too, can go from ordinary to extraordinary. Have a wonderful day. And see you next. We'll be with you next. third Thursday of every month. Have a great day.